This is Mac OS Ken.
iPhone Air starts strong in China, an interesting subscription bundle from Apple, and Phil Schiller gives to the fishes. It is Friday, the 17th of October, 2025. I'm Ken Ray, and this is news from Mac OS Ken, brought to you by yours truly and supported by people like you, patrons through Patreon. Find out more and add your support at patreon.com/macOSKen. It looks like iPhone Air is getting its moment. Earlier this week, Apple CEO Tim Cook let the world know that orders for the company's super-thin iPhone would begin in China today, Friday, the 17th of October. Time zones, plus the world being round, means that happened last night for people here in the States. That is when South China Morning Post ran a piece saying that the first round of iPhone Air had sold out in China. According to the report, pre-sales for the iPhone, which supports only eSIM and received regulatory approval to launch in China just recently, began at 9 a.m. local time on Friday, more than a month later than most of the world. Minutes after bookings opened, the piece continues, the model was sold out at all bricks and mortar stores in Beijing and Shanghai, as well as in cities like Tianjin, according to Apple's website. Online shipments were delayed by 1 to 2 weeks. Of course, we don't know how many Apple made or made available for the Middle Kingdom. It's also possible that delivery times will shift forward, as often happens here in the U.S. Still, looks like a strong start for iPhone Air in China. Add another market tracker seeing strength for smartphones in general and iPhone in particular last quarter. Counterpoint Research ran a couple of posts on Thursday, one covering global smartphone shipments and another addressing iPhone and carriers in the U.S. Globally, Counterpoint says smartphone shipments in the third quarter were up 4% versus the same quarter a year ago. That is slightly ahead of the 3% noted earlier this week by Omdia and further ahead of the 2.6% seen by IDC. Where the split goes wide is on iPhone. While Omdia saw iPhone shipments up 4% and IDC saw them up 2.9%, Counterpoint has iPhone shipments up 9% year-on-year, driven by strong demand across regions, especially the Middle East and Asia-Pacific. According to the firm, Apple saw strong growth in China, Japan, Western Europe, and parts of Asia-Pacific. The newly launched iPhone 17 series has been well-received in the market, witnessing record-breaking pre-booking across regions. Despite the wild differences in growth numbers, Counterpoint's take on market share was identical to Omdia's, which was practically identical to IDC's. Counterpoint's count has Samsung in first with a 19% share, Apple in second with 18%, Xiaomi in third with 14%, Transsion in fourth or fifth with 9%, Vivo in fifth or fourth with 9%, and a big mound of others accounting for the remaining 32%. As for carriers here in the States, Counterpoint second release Thursday says they are all out for iPhone. According to the firm, the 2025 iPhone 17 launch season has become a decisive moment for U.S. carriers as they compete for new subscribers. The first wave of post-launch promotions highlights intense competition among the top operators as they strive to attract and retain high-value customers in high-tier plans. Counterpoint points out carriers boosted iPhone 17 Pro Max maximum subsidies by 10% or $100 year-on-year across the big three, signaling unified intent to make premium models more accessible. The consistent 92% discount off MSRP for the iPhone 17 Pro Max across carriers reflects a strategic shift toward ultra-premium customer segments and a broader push for device premiumization in the U.S. market. You know, my Mac still doesn't think premiumization is a word, and I agree with it. Then again, I say hearables, so what do I know? It makes sense that carriers would offer big subsidies to lure iPhone users. Over the course of a two-year iPhone 17 promotion, T-Mobile will get an average of $2,520 per subscriber. Meanwhile, over their three-year promotions, AT&T will get $3,096, while Verizon will get a gobsmacking $3,960. This part is not an ad, but I do not get those prices. I pay $240 a year for Mint Mobile. I mean, yeah, that doesn't include an iPhone 17 or an iPhone 17 Pro discount, but even paying out of pocket, I would still pay less over 2 or 3 years. Of course, knowing that there were way better deals out there, it still took me a number of years to get off of AT&T, so I get the subsidizing. If you get new customers, probably got them for years and years to come. Varied tales of Apple TV Plus today, starting with news of an interesting addition to Apple's subscription offerings. The company issued a press release Thursday announcing bundling that includes NBC Universal's Peacock streaming service with the Cupertino streamer. According to the release, customers in the U.S. can save over 30% by subscribing to the Apple TV and Peacock premium bundle for $14.99 per month, or Apple TV and Peacock Premium Plus for $19.99 per month. I'm sorry, doesn't premium mean best? I mean, not literally, but colloquially. Premium has ads, Premium Plus does not. I mean, at least until they realize they could stick an ultra after the plus, but I digress. In addition to the video subscription combo, Apple says Apple One subscribers on the Family and Premier plans can subscribe to Peacock Premium Plus and receive a 35% discount, the first benefit of its kind for Apple's all-in-one subscription bundle. The news isn't huge because of who the partner is. It's huge because there's a partner. Some piece I saw somewhere pointed out that Apple One has only included Apple's own services to this point. That is still the case, by the way. The Apple TV Peacock offering doesn't go live until Monday, the 20th of October. Whether more partners will join Apple TV or the Apple One mix remains to be seen. Coming soon to the Cupertino streamer, Apple on Thursday issued a press release promoting a documentary that is practically guaranteed to make you cry or tear up at the very least. According to the streamer, Come See Me in the Good Light is a poignant and unexpectedly funny love story about poets Andrea Gibson and Megan Folley facing an incurable cancer diagnosis with joy, wit, and an unshakable partnership. Through laughter and unwavering love, they transform pain into purpose and mortality into a moving celebration of resilience. I have never heard of Gibson, and seriously, I got teary watching the trailer. Picked up by Apple at Sundance, the company says the doc has received numerous honors, including Sundance's Festival Favorite Award, San Francisco International Film Festival's Audience Award, Hot Docs Audience Award, Seattle International Film Festival's Best Documentary Award, and more. Come See Me in the Good Light at Apple TV on Friday, the 14th of November. You can catch the trailer on YouTube. As for what's on Apple TV now, how about we start with blood and violence and end with disappointment? I mean, start with art and end with holiday merriment. On the bloody violent art side, the five-part docuseries Mr. Scorsese is up on the Cupertino streamer. A description run recently by 9to5Mac says Mr. Scorsese is a film portrait of a man through the lens of his work, exploring the many facets of a visionary who redefined filmmaking, including his extraordinary career and unique personal history. with exclusive unrestricted access to Martin Scorsese's private archives. The documentary series is anchored by extensive conversations with the filmmaker himself and never-before-seen interviews with friends, family, and creative collaborators, including Robert De Niro, Daniel Day-Lewis, Leonardo DiCaprio, Thelma Schoonemaker, Steven Spielberg, Jodie Foster, Paul Schrader, Kate Blanchett, and that list goes on. All 5 episodes are up now on Apple's video streamer. As for the holiday disappointment slash merriment, It's the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown is streaming free this weekend on Apple TV. When the Cupertino company picked up the vodcast rights to Peanuts a few years ago, some people were up in arms. After years of ad-supported viewing, they were aghast that they might have to pay money to see Charlie Brown, Linus, Snoopy, and the rest celebrate Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. For the first couple of years, Apple did a deal with PBS that let stations across the country broadcast the holiday specials. Since then, Apple's made those shows available to view for free for a limited time. That brings us to this weekend and the Halloween special. It's the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown will be available to stream for free Saturday the 18th of October and Sunday the 19th of October. No paid subscription required. Seriously though, why would we do this to kids? It's a pretty dark offering. And finally today, Apple fellow Phil Schiller is a jolly good fellow as far as I'm concerned. He and his wife have made a major donation to one of my favorite places on the planet. Six Colors cites a report from the Boston Globe that has the Schillers dropping $9 million into Boston's New England Aquarium. I went there the first time when I was 8, then when I was 16, then when I was 18, I think. Then for the close to a decade I lived in Boston, I was there once or twice, maybe. Silly me. But I didn't think I was ever going to leave Boston, and I always knew the aquarium was there. The Globe says the Schillers are prominent philanthropists with standing gifts out to several Massachusetts institutions, including Phil Schiller's alma mater, Boston College, and Salem State University, where Kim Gassett Schiller graduated in 1983. The report says the $9 million is the aquarium's largest private gift in its 56-year history. Aquarium officials say the donation will be used to expand a lab that helps companies be more environmentally responsible. As for why the pair chose to donate, Schiller says his time working and volunteering at the New England Aquarium as a high school student reinforced a love for the ocean that has stayed with him for decades. This week on the checklist, brought to you by SecureMac, that cyber attack on the Japanese brewery, surprise, it was a ransomware attack. We'll look at the latest on that story and what we can all do to head such things off. Plus, Apple has increased the maximum payouts on its bug bounty program. It is big money, no whammies, unless you count the ransomware attacks, on checklist number 445. Find it today at securemac.com/checklist or wherever you get podcasts. macOS Ken, brought to you by me and supported by people like you, patrons through Patreon. Find out more and add your support at patreon.com/macOS Ken. Advertising handled by Backbeat Media, online at backbeatmedia.com. You can find me on Mastodon, macOS Ken@mastodon.social. You can also send me an email, info@macOSKen.com. Until next time, that is news from macOS Ken. I'm Ken Ray.
Ciao.